For NSPR News, I'm Sarah Bohannon. It's been 3 days since the mass shooting in Rancho Tehama, where 5 people were killed and 14 injured by 43-year-old Kevin Jansen Neal. On his rampage, he targeted a local elementary school, and officials recognized that swift response from staff saved many lives that day. There are no statewide specific active shooter regulations in California, other than that schools are required to have a plan. It's up to the district to decide what that plan is. NSPR's Adia White looks into what other Tehama County schools are doing to protect their students.
Melinda Flournoy used to work at Rancho Tehama Elementary School. About 4 years ago, she transferred to a school that's about 20 minutes away, called Flournoy Elementary. Yes, the school's name is the same as her last. She says in isolated communities like this, you need to be ready, because people can't assume outside help will be available in time.
I wasn't surprised to hear that they were really prepared for this. I know the teachers out there, that was one of their main focuses.
She says the day the shooting happened, Flournoy Elementary also went under lockdown. That was her call. She saw several posts on Facebook about what was happening in Rancho Tehama and called the sheriff's office to confirm. Then, she instituted their school safety plan.
I feel a little more confident now that if something ever, heaven forbid, did happen, that our students would be ready.
There's a reason the lockdown at Flournoy Elementary was successful. Back in June of 2016, Tehama County Department of Education hosted an active shooter training through a private company called ALICE, which stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. Staff from county schools were invited to attend. The county wouldn't release details on whether staff from Rancho Tehama attended, but Cynthia Cook, the Executive Director of Student Support Services with Tehama County Department of Education, said they at least acted as if they had.
Because they responded as if they were, you know what I mean? So if they weren't actually there, I'm thinking that they were involved.
Tom Chez works for another private company that specializes in training schools for an active shooter scenario. They're called Armored One. They're based in New York, but have consulted with a number of schools in California. Chez says he was impressed with Rancho Tehama's swift response, and that he wishes more schools would implement specific emergency plans.
There seems to be a very strong lack of schools actually doing this. A lot of schools will tell people to just lock their door and hide on the inner wall and wait for police. That is not working.
What Chez recommends instead is to assess all your options, which he lists as run, barricade, and fight. He says that if you can't run, school staff need to make sure the shooter can't get into the room. Fighting back is also crucial. Throwing things at the shooter may reduce their ability to aim. He says the average school shooting lasts 8 minutes, and that in that time, someone is shot every 8 seconds.
So that means every 8 seconds, every decision that you're making, every layer of protection could prevent somebody from being shot or a bullet hole being put in someone.
Cynthia Cook organized the ALICE training that happened in Tehama County in June last year. One of the things that stuck with her was to make sure you look for an escape and to use what's at hand to protect yourself.
Like you might pick up a book, that would be a typical thing in a classroom, because if you smack somebody in the face with a book, it's going to stop them long enough for you to have a little advantage. And honestly, most of us were never raised to think about fighting back.
When asked who you could talk to if you'd like to get this sort of training in your school, Cook said to make a request to your school's administration or school board.
Usually they're very responsive to what families think are necessary.
I'm Adia White for North State Public Radio.